Hello, Cryptonauts, and welcome back to another episode of Cryptocurrency Chat. This is episode number 504 on this April the 5th, 2023, a Wednesday in the middle of the week. John is still on vacation, although he's little birdie told me he's listening in. It's good to know. Don't know where Mike is, but that's okay. Mike can join us whenever he likes. Thank you for all checking in, and we'll get right into the news. A whole lot of NFT news this week. So, you guys remember Pogs? Back in the 90s, some of you might be kids, might have not been alive. I don't know. I was a teenager in the 90s. There we go. There I go. Dating myself. I'm married. I can't date myself anymore. Anyways. So, in the Ethereum NFTs, what's up with that? So, apparently Pogs started out with Solana, and moved to Ethereum because apparently Solana's market is too small. Is that what it is, really? They wanted the higher fees. That was the big thing. Yeah, no, I think they just wanted a bigger market. So the Ethereum market is much bigger. And why is it that Pogs are going over there? Well, they wanted to do an NFT version. You know, this company said they wanted to do Pog NFTs. And I guess they're not directly working with whoever made Pogs in the first place. But starting price will be somewhere around 0.049 ETH, which I think around this time is somewhere between 90 and 100 US dollars. Apparently, the Pogs are expected to have an airdrop tomorrow. Today is the 5th, as I mentioned at the start of the show. But tomorrow there's going to be an airdrop of some 3,800 Pog NFTs. And like I said, they're worth like 90 to 100. That's close to what Trump NFTs were when they first jumped on the market. So the other cool thing about Pog NFTs is that they're basically making them so you can use them in a game. And of course, when Pogs came out, you could absolutely play games with them. They were very simple games, but you could still play games with them. And other people did. Some people were just into the collection stuff, like Garbage Pail Kids, if you know what those are. And some people actually played, you know, basic, simple, easy games. The things were like bottle caps. They're relatively small, really cool designs on them, so you can see why people might want to just collect them. So there's this...
I play Pogs.
You play Pogs.
Pogs were fun.
Good, okay.
That was my thing. I love Pogs.
Well,
so that's cool to hear that they're coming out with NFTs, dude. That's so awesome.
Yep. So there's this game, this ETH game, you know, Web3 game that you can play called Stack and Slam, which the Pogs were created for just for the exact purpose. So, I mean, yes, they're now NFTs. Yes, they're available for collection. Yes, they're pretty expensive. But you can actually play a video game with them. And that's apparently not all, although that's the only game that's currently available to play Pogs with. So they're going for collectibles and video games. It's great to see that Pogs are back and that people can actually play with Pogs and use them and collect them. So moving on. There will be a lot more NFT news in this news cycle. Interestingly enough, there's quite a bit of NFT news. So Ultra, new Web3 gaming marketplace lets users resell digital games. Can you resell the Pogs game, Stack and Slam? No. So the launch will be later this month, April 25th, and this is going to be a layer one fork off of EOS. Launch will have 60 to 70 titles of games. So per the subtitle of this article in Gone Are the Days of Digital Games, Rotting Your Steam Library, Ultra Games will let you resell them to other users. Can you imagine being able to resell digital games, the very thing that once it's in your account, what are you going to do with it? Well, you can sell it now, apparently. And this whole thing is not just necessarily for their ultra marketplace, but like literally all kinds of third-party developer games you can now resell through this marketplace. I'm like, if Steam doesn't let you resell them, how the heck are you supposed to resell them somewhere else? Well, these guys think you can.
I got something on that. So that's really cool. You know, I was mentioning like a couple weeks ago how these AAA games like Square Enix is strictly restricting users by purchasing their AAA games and tethering it to their IP address so they will not be allowed to sell it. So right. Having a company or having a platform coming out you said EOS, right?
Yeah, it's on EOS.
That is freaking cool, dude. That is gonna blow out all these other competitors away.
Yes.
Because to be able to purchase the game and then to resell it on the secondary market.
Yep.
I mean, especially if there's a limited edition, you know, a limited amount of these games being sold. Like, say for example, you know how like a Super Nintendo games, like the cartridges, bro. Those things are like a few hundred bucks if you can find one in like mint condition with it, with the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's worth money, man.
Yep.
So these IP gamers, these AAA game developers have to figure out how they're going to compete with that now. Now they have competition.
Yep.
That's my, this is what I've been waiting for. This is what I've been, this is where it gets exciting with these game developers. Now the action's going to happen.
Yep, finally a place so you can resell your digital games, not just physical games like old NES games. So there are, apparently royalty fee cannot be over 70% of the resale price. I think that's probably a good thing. But the nicest thing is no gas fees on all transactions on this marketplace. Obviously, they're going to be making a small cut of whatever it is you sell it for, but there's not going to be any gas fees on transactions of EOS. I feel that's awesome. Not that EOS is necessarily very expensive to transact, but I really appreciate the fact that these guys are doing this. So just one last thing at the very end of the article, they mentioned that not that long ago, a Counter-Strike Go game, digital copy of one of the original Counter-Strike Go's, sold for $100,000. So if you have a really old game, you haven't played since the 90s, it's digital, that was early on, that might be worth a lot. So check out the Ultra's new Web3 gaming marketplace. Moving on to Yuga Labs. Yuga Labs joins Gucci to announce an other side themed jewelry. This is kind of neat. It's neat in then what it is. It's not neat in the fact that it is really just a very exclusive marketplace. I'm going to say that up front. So moving on. Other Side's Relics by Gucci. NFT tied to a physical necklace, as you see in the picture here, the Coda pendant. There will only be 3,333 total pendants available. Sale begins tomorrow, April 6th, 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So get ready for that. It'll be 3 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific. Eastern Daylight Savings Time is minus 5 hours GMT. So if you're doing that, it'll probably be a little bit later in the evening for those in Europe. All right, so the price of these individual NFTs is going to be going for about 458, which is roughly $2,000 right now. And as I was trying to say in the beginning of this, this is kind of an exclusive club, not to mention that the fact that these things are $2,000 a piece. Not a lot of people have a ton of that, but anybody who probably owns something of Yuga Labs probably has some cash. So it's interesting to see another physically tied NFT, but one of the whole point of this physical tie NFT is it has perks, right? That's this. You get into the exclusive club of owning this exclusive NFT, which gives you exclusivity to yet other functionality within the Gucci / Bored Ape Yacht Club and Yuga Labs features. And it's just exclusive, of course, is what people who have money really want. They want the, no one else but me has this, so unless you've got money, you're not in here. That's kind of what it is with all the Bored Ape Yacht Club NFTs. Even though, you can have the picture if you like. Yeah, that's no problem. But you don't own it. And you can't say that it's yours exclusively. So this is yet another Gucci high-priced wearables / NFT things going on. It's kind of neat to see more physical stuff. That's the reason I put this article in here, was I'm really into the idea of having physical tied NFTs. You've got a real something you can wear. You can't really, I guess you could sort of wear your a photo of your, or physical image of your Bored Ape Yacht Club NFT, but this is literally tied to it. So when you sell the NFT, you got to give up the hardware. So anyways, moving on to Latin America's biggest investment bank just launched a stablecoin on Polygon. What? I thought stablecoins were going the way of the Dodo. Of course, the Dodo might be coming back soon. That's a whole different story. Brazil's based BTG Pactual today launched its BTG DOL or DOL stablecoin in this US dollar backed, not Brazilian, I can't remember the coin type for Brazil. So the fiat will be backed by US dollars, not by the Rio de Janeiro or Brazilian fiat currency. This will run, as I said, on Polygon. And interestingly enough, and I think it's only because it's because of this gigantic bank in Brazil, will only be available through the Mint, MYNT, exchange that is run entirely by BTG Pactual. So it may not have very high liquidity in the beginning, even though if it is US dollar backed, because it's only one place you can get it right now, even though it is technically on Matic slash Polygon. But it's kind of neat to see another group coming out with a stable coin. And like I said, in the face of so many other stable coins being very, very, very unstable, like Tether and Circle. I mean, I know they're not depegged at the moment, but there was a time very recently when several of these coins were depegged. So it's interesting to see. Brazil has been getting quite a bit more into cryptocurrency in general, so it's great to see somebody, other countries getting into it. I know that I play Upland, and within Upland there are several cities within Brazil that you can actually, I think there's one in Peru now, that you can actually get into and buy and purchase digital currency or digital land, representations of digital land, and actually build stuff on it. I'm actually already doing within the game. And the thing that's neat for me is it's as a geophile, somebody who's interested in maps or cartograph, I guess, cardiophile, is that I get to see places I have yet to visit. And it's just neat to be able to see that kind of stuff. Anyways, that's also on EOS, so that's what Upland is running off of. But it's great to see Brazil, like you said, very large economy company, country rather, getting into doing another stable coin, but backed on Polygon. So moving on to more NFT stuff. This is probably the bigger news I find interesting. Bitcoin stamps NFTs. They're not really NFTs, but they're kind of like NFTs, are gaining on Ordinals really, really quickly. So stamp stands for Secure Tradable Art Maintained Securely. And the creator claims it's the most permanent means of inscribing data on the Bitcoin blockchain. Why is that? Well, it's because the when John and I talked about this several times with Ordinals, the node, the people who own nodes with Ordinals, they can prune the data out. If they don't want to have, if their node, they don't want their node to contain certain data from Ordinals because the Ordinals might take up too much room, they can say, nope, not coming in here. Now, it's the opposite with Bitcoin stamps. You can't prune it. Now, you're probably saying, oh, great, that means that they're forcing us to host their crap data, whatever it happens to be. Well, Bitcoin stamps also makes a caveat to that. They're like, look, yes, you're forced to use it. Yes, you're forced to keep it, but we're not going to ever do, and of course, that's their idea. Someone somewhere is going to put a DVD, a Blu-ray DVD movie into stamps just to be a dick. But right now, stamps will be restricted to something like 24 by 24 pixels, like the way cyberpunks are currently. And so this is kind of thing. You can do it. They actually say this. Do you have something to say, John? No? Okay.
Yeah, this is something that I missed. I got to look into stamps a little further. So I don't. I'm really fascinated with this. I'm just. I want to know, and I'll find out later on. So I'll update you guys on this. I'll find out what's going on and why they're restricting people from like pruning that data. There's always pros and cons to that. So
Yeah.
I'll look more into it and find out.
Yeah, that is the thing I'm saying. It's like, well, they're forcing you to keep it. That kind of sucks. But the whole point of this is to make sure that the data is always there. So that, if you think about it, if your data somehow gets some negative press about it and nobody wants to host your stuff, then even though it's technically an ordinal, it's not going to show up anywhere on any node because nobody wants it. Somebody somewhere probably will, but it might be very few. This system forces you to, but the whole point is they're trying to make it so that any one of the Bitcoin stamps is really, really tiny, so that even though you're being forced to do it, it won't be a whole lot of, skin off your nose or however, whatever analogy you want to use for being forced to do something. They're going to be setting this up through the HILO wallet to arrange protocol integrations so that you can buy and sell stamps on OpenSea. That's kind of cool. I appreciate that there's at least one wallet that will allow you to buy this way and not have you necessarily use Magic Eden to buy and sell your stamp. So what was the last thing here? Oh yeah. The last thing is, and this is the reason I said they're not really NFTs, is that these unlike ordinals, which are not NFTs either, but are, permanently to this one thing, and they are truly, in a sense, non-fungible. Bitcoin stamps are fungible, which is not an NFT in that case, even though technically anything ordinal based isn't an NFT anyways, because it's permanent in a sense. Stamps are also come with the benefit of being semi-fungible, per the article here. They can be issued as a one-of-one or one-of-many digital assets. And this goes along the concept of an ERC 1155 multi-token standard. So you can technically make multiples of this in the way that this guy has designed Bitcoin stamps. So it's a little bit different than ordinals. Like I said, ordinals are permanently inscribed just like these things are, but ordinals can be pruned and stamps cannot be. But then, of course, ordinals are not what can't be done as a fungible token. They are only unique as they are, which has its advantages as well. So we're probably going to talk later in the future about stamps once we learn more about how it's working. But a lot of people have gotten into stamps already, so we're going to see where it's going. All right, last but not least, Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren debuts in-store crypto payments and NFT gifts in Miami. So what's going on here? So there's a premier store in Miami, and this is where the only place, because you know Miami is this big Bitcoin place. The Bitcoin conference keeps getting held in Miami, so lots of stuff going on there. I mean, yes, the Miami Heat temporarily stadium was temporarily called the FTX Stadium until that stopped. items available for purchase can be purchased from the store using Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polygon, aka Matic, or Doge via the BitPay tool. And then anyone who is involved in what's called Pool Suite, which is a Web3 leisure community, will be gifted an NFT that is both Ralph Lauren and Pool Suite associated. So it's kind of neat to see a company, you know, declaring, hey, if you want to do NFTs, if you want to do our cool stuff, you can see these pictures of this Ralph Lauren. I'm not sure this is, oh, yeah, it says this actually is a Miami location here at the sub comment. And that they're going to be changing out their displays pretty much monthly, if not weekly. And there'll be new stuff constantly coming in, all kinds of clothing, all kinds of things related to these NFTs. But every single piece of clothing will be NFT, you know, associated. You can buy, of course, with Bitcoin, with various different kinds of cryptocurrencies. And, of course, it will go through BitPay. I think that's the only reason that they would ever do this, is to have a tool that will work this system for them. But it's great to see it happening. I'm really glad that some you know, more brick and mortar kind of store is saying, hey, we embrace the NFT and we embrace payments through crypto. Once US dollar fiat is no longer viable, the only thing we'll have left is crypto and bartering, I guess. So here's some images of the store. I'll pop this open here. Oop, yep. There's the Doji. There we go. You got the women's clothing. And I guess that's men's clothing. It looks like women's clothing still to me. It's a very bougie store. Very pretty. Kind of makes me think of a... no, I can't think of the name of the company. Oh, well. Another very expensive clothing manufacturer. Why is that? I can't think of the name. It'll come back to me. Anyways, so lots of ways to pay, of course. I guess you can still pay with fiat US dollars if you like. And there will be NFT related. And on top of that, plus this gifted Pool Suite NFT as well. So that's all the news we have for today. Thank you all for listening in, whatever platform you're on. If you want to help support the channel, we appreciate your support in the formats of various cryptocurrencies, just like Ralph Lauren. Although it doesn't go through BitPay for us, we are our own wallets. If you'd also like to participate in our Patreon, we appreciate that. You can support the channel that way. PayPal, buy me a coffee. You can also check us on Twitch, although we're not streaming from Twitch right now since John is indisposed, although listening. His equipment is not as easily accessible where he is right now. You can watch us on YouTube, check us out on Twitter, you know, come join us in our Discord, see us on Odyssey, all kinds of ways to catch this content. And of course, if you're on YouTube, we appreciate a thumbs up. You don't have to subscribe, but if you like our content, the only way you're going to get it on a regular basis is by subscribing to our channel. So we appreciate you. Thank you very much for listening. As we always say at the end of every single show, stack sats and hodl.
Adios. From Mexico.